This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and other Midwestern governors are blasting former President Donald Trump for sending COVID testing supplies to Russia. My colleague Alex Degman reports Pritzker is responding after the Kremlin confirmed excerpts from a new book that said Trump sent COVID test machines to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Trump has denied the claims outright. The Kremlin would not confirm whether the tests were for Putin's personal use. Pritzker says this happened while states like Illinois had to buy their own tests and personal protective equipment from private companies. And at the time, Lake County, Illinois-based Abbott was ramping up production, but supplies were scarce. Pritzker, joined by Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, issued a joint statement saying this is another example of Trump putting a foreign dictator before Americans. Well, around the Chicago area, today's warmer air might not feel like fall, but a cold front will start to cool things off this weekend. We'll get high temperatures in the mid-60s Saturday and Sunday. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Burke says that's to be expected as we head into mid-October and says temperatures will drop further early next week with a daytime high on Monday in the mid-50s.
And overnight low temperatures, especially outside the city and away from the lake, potentially falling into the low to mid-30s. So, yeah, it looks like we could finally get a taste of true fall weather here.
The cooler days won't last forever, and by the end of next week, expect temperatures to head back into the 70s. Chicago Department of Public Health officials are holding free vaccination clinics around the city. My colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana reports CDPH officials say everybody 6 months and older should get the updated COVID vaccine and an annual flu shot. Jacqueline Tamia Massey leads the City Public Health Immunization Department and says most people can get these vaccines at no cost through their insurance. And for people who don't have insurance, free vaccines are currently available.
After all of the CDPH events, if you're uninsured, it's going to be a little bit more challenging for you to find COVID vaccine within the city of Chicago. So really encouraging folks to come out and get vaccinated.
Clinics will operate until the end of November. City officials say certain populations, seniors, pregnant women, babies should also get an RSV vaccine. Cases of congenital or newborn syphilis are on the rise in suburban Cook County. To help childbearing women protect their unborn babies from contracting the infection, the county is launching a new educational campaign. It's called Syphilis Stops With Me. Dr. Lamar Hasbrook says in suburban Cook County, nearly 90% of congenital syphilis cases were in babies born to persons of color, and that population is a priority for the campaign.
When you're talking about a potentially stigmatizing condition, you want to make sure you try to normalize it. You want to make sure people see themselves as possibly being at risk just enough so it nudges them to ask the questions when they go to their doctor. Should I be screened?
You can find information about prenatal care, including testing and treatment for syphilis, at gettested.cdc.gov. And the Bulls host their first preseason game at home tomorrow against the Memphis Grizzlies. Forward Patrick Williams is back in the starting lineup after having foot surgery last season. Now, a lot of the focus is on Williams and his ability to lead the team's struggling defense. Williams says he's feeling confident, and he pointed to teammates Ayo Dosunmu and new arrival Josh Giddey.
Ayo can definitely guard. Josh is 6'9". I didn't even know how tall he was. Yeah. Zach has shown that he can guard at a high level. You know, any challenge that coaching staff puts on me or my teammates put on me, I'm always open to it.
Lonzo Ball is not expected to play. The Bulls guard is recovering from a bout of COVID-19. The Bulls tip off Saturday, 7 p.m. Weather, sunny, breezy, and unseasonably warm. Very summery on this Friday, a high in the mid-80s. And then tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. Cooler for the weekend, temperatures in the upper 60s, and rain on Saturday, sunny on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.